Okay, so tonight is Megillah Daf Yud Zayin, and I should mention that David Jacobs sponsored last night's Daf Yomi. I should have mentioned it, but it was on the occasional yahrzeit of his father, Eliyahu Shmuel ben Yaakov Shalom Zichrono Livracha. Yahrzeit was last night and today, and so the yesterday's Daf was sponsored by David Jacob. Okay, now today's Daf is Yud Zayin. I'll begin on the bottom of Tet Zayin Amud Beis, 16b. At the very bottom, two lines from the bottom. Okay, and I'll pause periodically. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta," and we did this last night. "Gadol Talmud Torah Yoter Mikibud Aba Ein." The Talmud Torah, learning Torah, is more important than honoring one's parent. "Shekolo Tan Shanim Sheyakov Avinu Bevei Eiver Lo Nenash." The years that Yaakov Avinu, he was studying, the Chazal teach us, and we're going to go through this sugya now, that he leaves his parents to go to Lavan, but before he goes to Lavan's place, he goes to yeshiva for 14 years. Yeshiva Shem is dead already. He's going to yeshiva Eber. This is Lo Nenash. So Chazal teach us that for the years that Yaakov was away from his parents, so he was punished that Yosef was away the same number of years, but he was also away another 14 years studying yeshiva. But that he wasn't punished with. He says the Amar Mar on the top line is Zayin Malaf Lama Nimnu Shaltav Shel Yishmael. Why are the years of Yishmael listed in the Torah? And Rashi says, "Lamnu shaltav shel Yishmael." It says, "In order to provide like a yardstick to as we'll see, to figure out how old Yaakov was." Now he's going to prove the main thing he's after is to prove that Yaakov was 63. When Yishmael died. That's the main thing we want. That Yaakov was 63 when Yishmael died. And then the Gemara is going to prove that we know that he was 130 when he sees Paro. So we're going to calculate the years in between. And it's only going to work out if we have an additional 14 years that he studied in the Yeshiva. That's where we're headed with this. He says, the thief, Yishmael, so at the end of Parshat Chayisara, it says, these are years of Yishmael. Yishmael, of course, is the brother of Yitzchak. Yishmael lived 137 years. And then the Torah lists his 12 sons. And his oldest son is Nevayot. Yishmael's oldest son is Nevayot. So Kama Kashish Yishmael mi Yitzchak, how much older was Yishmael than Yitzchak? His older brother, by the father, by the half-blood, Arbeis Hashnim. Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. The Thibi Avram ben Shmonim Shnav Sheshanim bled in Hagar Yishmael Avram. Avram was 86 years old when Yishmael was born. Uchtivi Avram ben Mashanav Bivad Lo Yitzchak and no, and he's 100 years old when Yitzchak is born. So if he's 100 years old when Yitzchak is born, and he's 86 when Yishmael is born, so Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. That's clear, okay? Uchtiv on the fifth line from the top. Uchtivi Tav ben Shishim Shnav bled in Rotam. Now, Yitzchak was 60 years old, the Torah says, when he gave birth to Yaakov and Esau. So, Bar Kama Habi Yishmael Kitgalid Yaakov. How old was Yishmael at the birth of Yaakov? Bar Shivim Yarba'ab. So, Yishmael, again, if Yitzchak was 60, then welcome. Anyway, so if Yitzchak was 60, so then
plus 14,
74. Yishmael was 74, right? It's just we have a special visitor. It's Rabbi Yisbach here. Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem Rabbi Yisbach. Nice to have you. Okay, so he says Kama Paishin Mishane. So how many years did he have left to live? How many years did he have left to his life at the birth of Yaakov and Esav? If he lives 137 years. And he's 74 when in Yaakov and Esav are born, so that leaves him with 63 years left to live. The Tanya, we learned the Brisa, so in other words, it means like this. The Gemara is going to, so again, let's go slowly with this. So we've established that, that Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old when Yishmael passes away. Everybody go with that? Yaakov is 63 when Yishmael passes away because Yishmael is 74 at his birth. and Yishmael dies at age 137. So so the 63 years in between that. So when Yishmael dies, Yaakov is 63. So that's the key time point we wanted to establish. So the Gemara is going to say that Yishmael dies when Yaakov gets the bracha, you know, with from Yitzchak. When he gets the bracha and he goes to Lavan's place, Yaakov is 63 years old. That's what we want to say. That's what we're going to say. Okay. Yeah. Wait, what's on? No. Well, where did you get 123? Where was that from? No. Well, I said when he goes to Mitzrayim, he's 130. But right now, where he's 63 when Yishmael dies, which means he's 63 when he gets the bracha. Okay. Say again, what? Yeah, he, right. Okay, so let's take this back on the Gemara. So he says here, he says, Tanya, this is around, we're on Yud Zayin 17a, 17a, what's up? Which are the main shul? Yeah, I do. But don't forget to take the alarm off. All right, I'm sorry for the interruption. All right, so we're on 17A around line 8, okay? So he says, back in the Tanya, Yaakov was 63 when he got the bracha from Yitzchak. And at that time, that's when Yishmael died. The thief, Bayari Sabti Rach Begomer, It says at the end of Parshat Toldot that Esav saw that his father had blessed Yaakov, and then Esav goes to Yishmael. Vayelchi Esav Yishmael, vayikachet Mahalat by Yishmael akot nevayot. That he marries Mahalat, who's the daughter of Yishmael and is the sister of Nevayot. Nevayot is Yishmael's oldest son. We mashmash more about Yishmael any day she akot nevayot. So we already know at the end of Chayesara, it listed the 12 sons that Yishmael had, and Nevayot was the oldest son. So the fact that he says that this daughter is the daughter of Yishmael, don't I know automatically from the previous pasuk that she's the sister of Nevayot? So why does Torah mention that she's the sister of Nevayot? So it's to teach us that when the kiddushin took place and Mepharshim say that, like, with the Kedushin is only shaykh by a Jew, but means like when they got engaged. It's using the term loosely. In other words, so that when Esav, entered into an engagement with Mahalat, so then Yishmael was still alive. And then when he married her, then he was dead. And he says, Mamech Kitch Yishmael made BC and Nevayot Achia, and that her Nevayot, the brother, had to marry Roth. He says, now, so the Gemara says, Shikin Utlat, now, so Yaakov is 63, and he's heading off on the venture to Laban's house. He's 63, heading off on the adventure to Laban. Then the Gemara says, and we don't know anything about the 14 years in the Yeshiva Vaver, but our base are the Mikhail Yosef. We figure 14 years till Yosef is born, because remember in the Chumash, when Yosef is born, Yaakov goes to Lavan and he says, I've been working for you, and I think I'm ready to leave. I've had this already, and Lavan says, stick around, and we'll work out a deal with the sheep or whatever. So the Gemara takes it that when Yosef is born, because it says Rachel at Yosef, so Yaakov goes to Lavan, and at that point in time, he had finished the servitude to the two wives, the 14 years. He says, of our base to Midian Yosef, we're adding on the 14 years, a shiv and a shiva. So now we're up to, he was 63, and we're adding 14. Now he's 77. Uchtiv, Yosef ben Shloshim Shana Abom Delutne Paro, said Yosef was 30. Now, when Yosef is born, we're figuring Yaakov is 77. And then Yosef, when he's 30.
And 9 months.
At that point, when Yosef is born, Yaakov is 77.
And right? 9 months, because he had to work 14 years, and then had to.
No. Chazal teach us, he works 7 years, he gives her Leah. Then Laban says Malei Shvuazot, I mean, do one more week, I'll give you Rachel, and you do another 7 years of servitude. He gets Rachel right away, but he owes the 7 years. He does the 7 years. When it's right. After the 7 years, that's when Yosef is born. So he says here, so...
But doesn't she have to be pregnant for most of the year?
Just wait 1 minute. I'll pause in a few minutes and a few lines, and we'll open up the floor to all sorts of questions. I just want to get through all the math, okay? So Yosef ben Shoshim Shanah ben Paro. So he was 63 plus the 14 is 77. Now Yosef is 30 years old when he's before Paro and becomes the viceroy of Egypt, Amei of Sheva. So now at that point, assuming our math is correct, Yaakov would have been 107, right? 77 plus 30 is 107. Then we add on Shav Desava, 7 years of plenty, Betarti the Kafna, 2 years of famine. Because Yosef says, he's Ishna Taima Rabbi Kerav Haaretz. Yosef says to his father, we're 2 years downrange in the famine. So we're adding another 9 years. So we're up to 107, we're adding nine. I may have a shitzar, we're up to 116. So if our math is correct, it should be 116 years old. But it says, Paro says to Yaakov, when he sees him, how old are you? Yaakov says, I'm 130 years old. So we did all the math based on what we know from the Pesukim, and it should have come out to 116, yet we're getting, it says he's 130. So the Gemara says, may have a shitar having. It should be 116. Our boss for Shini to have Beit Aver lo chashiv lo. So it must be, the Gemara figures, that the 14 years that Yaakov was the Beit Aver, so Rashi takes out the word lo chashiv lo, but in other words, there's 14 years missing, which was all teaching he spent in the base Medrash of Aver. The Tanya, we learned the Braisa, Yaakov Beit Aver, Mutman Arba Yisrei Shana. That Yaakov was in the Yeshiva Aver, buried, like Mutman is like really buried for 14 years. Aver made Lakarshir and Yaakov evenly around the Rhine, Shte Shanin. And then after Yaakov was gone from the Yeshiva 2 years, Aver died. Yet Sami Sham says, Ubal Ramna Harayim, and then Yaakov left the Yeshiva, came to Ramna Harayim. Nimsa, Shaman Alabair, so then when he was by the well, when he met Rachel, then Shivim Sheva Shana. He was 77 when he meets Rachel. So that's the whole Emud. We're almost there. I just want to get to the end of the parak and we'll pause, we'll digest. So we're saying that learning in Yeshiva is more important than Kibbutz Av Aim, because Yaakov studied in Yeshiva for 14 years. And he wasn't punished for it. How do we know he wasn't punished? The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Nimsa Yosef Shapir Shmei Aviva Shrimushtaim Shana, that it comes out that Yosef was, you know, away from his father for 22 years, just like Yaakov was away from his father for 22 years. So the Gemara says, but Yaakov tlacht in a sheet havin. But if we calculate out the 14 years in the yeshiva, which he's also away for, he's away for 36 years. Ella, our base, our David Aver, lo kashiglu. So the cheshbon, the 14 years, David Aver, so that wasn't counted to his detriment. But the rest was. Now, let me do four more lines, and then I'll talk some more, and we'll talk. So, the Beit Laban has Shin Shnin Havin. So the Gemara says, but at the end of the day, he only spends 20 years in Beit Laban. You said 22 years. If you remember, he says, Avadaticha Arba Yisrei Shana B'Shtevin Otecha. Yaakov says to Laban, I worked for you for 14 years for your two daughters, B'Shei Shana B'Sonecha, 6 years with your sheep. So 14 and 6 is 20 years. And yet we're saying it's 22 equals 22. So where's the other 2 years that Yaakov was away from his father? So the Gemara says, he delayed in his journey back for 2 years. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Yatzami Aram Naharayim, he, Yaakov, left Aram Naharayim where Laban was, Uvalu the Sukkot, and he came to his place Sukkot. It says that Yaakov comes to Sukkot, he spent 18 months in the Sukkot. So the way the Gemara takes it is the bayit is for the winter. So one winter is the bayit, and Sukkot, even this is Mekneihu, but the Gemara takes it, he's having building Sukkot for himself, but it's a summer house. So it's plural. So it's one summer house and another summer house. So he spends two summers and a winter in Sukkot, which Chazal figure is 18 months. He says, then Beit El, he spends another 6 months. It says after the incident with Shimon and Levi, so Shem says to him, "Kum alei, you know, Beit El b'shem Sham, go dwell in Beit El." So he spent there. Okay, so first the simple pshat of the Gemara. So the simple pshat we're saying that we're proving that Yaakov spent 6 months in the Yeshiva Aver. I mean, not 6 months. He spent 14 years in the Yeshiva Aver, and he wasn't punished for that because Yosef was away from him for 22 years, corresponding to the 22 years that Yaakov was not Machabit his parents because he wasn't in Eretz Israel, and the parents weren't in Eretz Israel. And because of that, Yosef was taken away from him. Now, there's a lot of questions on this Gemara. Let me say a few words, and then we'll open up the floor to questions, comments, and thoughts. All right, one idea is, you know, I was bothered today. I was talking to Emmanuel Dicker in the Beis Medrash. He's also doing the Daf Yomi. So I said to him, you know, that Yaakov was going to Aram Naharaim based on the tzivui of his parents. Both his father and his mother go there. So how is it he's getting punished? So he said to me, the Maharsha asked that question. And he told me, and I looked at the Maharsha, and the Maharsha says, that and the Yemes is the Maharsha is not the only one addressing this question. I saw there was a blurb in the Masechta Gemara, and then Rabbi Leibowitz was also talking about it. So the Maharsha says that that Rivka says, "Stay there until I call you." So Rivka, when Yosef is born, she sends Devorah, who's the nursemaid of
Rivka.
Of Rivka, yes, she sends her nursemaid to Aram Naharaim to help Rachel out. So that was before like the six additional years. So at that point, the mother's saying, "Come back," according to the way the Maharsha is learning. So in that way, but the only thing is, so that's one answer. Then another answer, Rav Leibowitz was mentioning, he was quoting from the Ben Yehoyada. He said that in Achinami, you know, you're off the hook. Bidei Adam, but Bidei Shoyim, you're not off the hook. In other words, like the parents can be mochel vis-a-vis how they feel, but there's still mitzvah of the Gabi Shemayim to do the Kibbutz Ba'avayim. And he had another answer also, I don't remember, but the point is the question is asked. Now, there's a piece from MS Liakov, and then Rabbi Leibowitz was mentioning this, but I've seen the MS Liakov inside. He says, you know, how is Yaakov going off the yeshiva? The father sends him to do A. It's like the parents send you to go to the grocery, buy some food, and you decide to park yourself in a yeshiva for 5 years and then come back with the food. So, but you know, that's what, so he says, yeah, but that's not the dimyo. In other words, the idea is that Yaakov felt before he can fulfill the mitzvah of his parents to go to Aram Naharaim, he needs to learn the yeshiva Aver. And the point that Rabbi Yaakov has is, and Rabbi Yaakov says like this, like Yaakov had studied with his father since he was a youngster. Yaakov was studying with Yitzchak. So what does he have to study yeshiva another 14 years? He just spent the last 63 years studying with his father. So the Rabbi Yaakov says that he was studying with his father the Torah, but the Torah he was studying with his father is the Torah of, like, you know, being in a certain sviva. It's like the Torah being you're in a pure sviva, that's that Torah. Eiver lived through like the Dor HaMabul or right afterwards, the Dor HaPalaga, but that in his yeshiva Sheinva Eiver, was the halacha, like, you know, they had the Masorah from Shem, who had been through the Mabul, and Aver went through the Dor HaPalaga. That teaches you how to behave in a firm way in a hostile, religiously hostile environment. So Yaakov felt, before he goes to Aram Naharaim, Lavan, that's the Torah he needs to learn. He needs to get that Torah to get it that way. And what? Right. That's what Rabbi Yaakov says. He says that Yaakov Avinu taught, that's the Torah he taught to Yosef, is like you begin to teach the child at age 3, so after you taught him when Yosef was 17, he got taken to the ground. Okay, that's that piece. Now, then one second. All right, okay. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything so far?
Yeah,
All right, wait 1 second. I'll get you. Yeah, okay. Wait, let me get someone. I'll get you. I know Fern and Arthur and some people. I have live people here. So just give me 1 second. Okay, what do you got, Yosef? Right. So, right. Okay. So, all right. And then what do you want to say, Rafi? Where? You mean in Eretz Yisrael? Okay. Rafi's asking why Yaakov had to go to Aram Naharayim to get a wife, and he says, why did Avram have to send Eliezer to go to Aram Naharayim to get a wife for Yitzchak? So there's a famous answer that the Ran brings down in his drashot. He says that the people in Aram Naharayim had better midot. Lavan, maybe not so great, but generally they had better midot. People in Eretz Yisrael were more for crumpt with their midot, twisted, but you know they had belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ran wants to say it's more important to get someone who's a Baal Mido, in other words, somebody who's like an Erlich Hamensh, which is a Shidduch, rather than get somebody from Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Ran answers. Okay, now, Aaron Moshe, you've been very patient. What do you got for me, Aaron Moshe?
No, the thing from Rav Yaakov, I remember him saying this in Beis Medrash. I mean, it was a very famous quote from Rav Yaakov. He used to bring this up always in the Beis Medrash. Also, the idea of Avram sending also over there was he wanted from his bloodline. Even though they might not be good people, they still had the bloodline in them, which means to meet the Tavros of Avram Avinu somehow. They had to meet the Tavros. Right. The other thing is that you mentioned Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is more than Kibbutz. Yet Reb Chaim Brisk used to say, if somebody comes to you and you're learning Gemara and you have to do something, you know, a chesed or something, or keep it out, you got to go do it and not learn the Gemara. And because if you don't do it, the Gemara is closed to you. And if you get up and do it, it's as if the Gemara is open to you. That's what it's a word from Reb Chaim Brisk. And also the other thing, it says two times toiv. So I think in the Chumash, I saw a word that says that the only good years that Yaakov had was the first toivus gematria, the 17, is the 17 years that he was sitting with Yosef and learning in the beginning before they sold him. He was sold at age 17, correct?
Right.
And the last 17 years the last 17 years in Mitzrayim, he was together because he lost 33 years because he says, I had a bad life. Had he said he had a better life, he wouldn't have lost those years.
All right. Okay, now, Fern, I think you wanted to say something.
Wanted to ask something. I wanted to ask you something. Is it true that Yaakov worked 7 years for Leah?
Yes.
Is it true that he worked another 7 years for Rachel?
It feels like an EBT, Fern. Yes.
So then how could Yosef have been born 14 years later? It sounds like Yosef was born on Yaakov's wedding night to Rachel.
All right, here's of two. We'll pick a year. Let's say 1900 or whatever the year is. So year seven, he marries Leah. A week later, he marries Rachel. And then...
it's 7 years later.
That's what I said before. In other words, the Torah says, so he gets up and she's Leah. So Yaakov says to Lavan, how come you tricked me? You gave me the different world. So he says, we don't do this. So he says, Malei Shuazot, which Chazal teach us means you'll finish 1 week and then you'll do another 7 years. In other words, there was 1 week between the two weddings and then he married Rachel and then he worked off Rachel like on credit, so to speak. Okay?
So he married those two women a week apart. He finished Sheva Bracha. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I got to keep moving. Okay. Please, we're running out of time. I apologize, but I have to keep moving. Otherwise, we won't finish the top. Okay. So I got to mute everybody. Okay. Let's move on. Okay. Now, all right. Hadrilach Megillah Nikra Yeshkoch. We just finished the first parak in Megillah. Okay. Now, the next parak. A person reads the Megillah, Mafreya, means like not in the right order. It means the words might not be in the right order, or the psukim not in the right order, or the paragraphs are not in the right order. You're not Yotze. Kra al peh. If a person reads it by heart, in other words, he knows it by heart. Kra targum b'chol lashon lo yatsa. If he reads it, and again, you have to have a Megillah that's written in Aramaic or any other language, he's not Yotze. So the Gemara is going to explain, we don't know this yet, this is the way Rav Kahati wrote it also. He says that it means that if you don't understand that language, in other words, let's say it's in French, and I don't understand French, and I read the Megillah in French, I'm not Yotze. But I could read it in a foreign language for somebody who speaks it. Somebody speaks French, somebody that they know that language, I can read it to them. But there's a question of halacha, if I know Hebrew and I know the foreign language, can I be Yotze in the foreign language? That's a machloket poskim. But hello, and the Mishnah, the article I looked up in the Shulchan Aruch today as well. If a person speaks the foreign language and doesn't understand Hebrew, but he hears the Megillah in Ashurit, he is Yotze. And it means, and even though it's Yatza, it's usually B'diavad, it means Lachatila. Kra'as Serugin. If he read it like discontinuously, he reads a pasuk, pauses for 5 minutes, reads another pasuk, pauses another 5 minutes, and so forth, or Mitnamne, where he read it when he was dozing off, he's Yotze. But it means he's reading when he's dozing off, not that he's listening to it, he's dozing off. Kotfa Dorsho Magia. Now, again, the Gemara is going to explain what this case is. We don't understand any of these things. The Gemara is going to ask the Zestira whether you can be Yotze in the foreign language, but I explained that already. So the Gemara says, Kotfa, meaning, and the Gemara doesn't understand this initially either, but it means that he has a kosher Megillah in front of him, and he's copying from the kosher Megillah to a piece of cloth. That's the way Sofer, right. I mean, they have maybe a tikkun in front of them, but in this case, he's got a Megillah in front of him. And he's reciting each pasuk as he's going down. Like Kotha or Dorsha, he's reading through the Megillah, and then he's Dorisha. And you can ask this in the Mafsik with his drashos, but that's the case. Or Umagia, where he's correcting the Megillah. So I don't know if it means like he's got one kosher Megillah and another one that he's correcting from the master Megillah. But the point is, he's reading from a kosher Megillah. And he vainly boyatza. If he has kabanat biyotze, then he's yotze. He says, bimlav lo yatza. Otherwise, if he doesn't have kavanah miyotze, he's not yotze. In other words, here he's just doing like an act of safra. So unless he has kavanah miyotze, he's not yotze. I talked to the sam v'sikra v'kumus v'kan kantum. If the Megillah was written with these different, pigments, sam and sikra is like a red dye, and sam is some other dye, and kumus is like a gum from a tree, and kan kantum is like mixed something with mixed copper. But it means it's not black ink. As he says, or al hanyar vila diftera, or it's written on the yar is papyrus. It's written on papyrus. Or diftera is the not fully processed leather, lo yatsa. So he's not yotze. You know, there's any of those things. So if it's wrong, the wrong ink, we're not the right cloth. It's not yotze. Ach take two al ashurit al sefer b'dio. So it's written a shurit, which is the cloth that we're familiar with. And he says, al sefer means on the cloth, b'dio with black ink. Okay. We took questions, comments, thoughts on the Mishnah we just did. What bracha? What are you talking about? No, so you should say the bracha, but even without the bracha, you're yotze. The bracha is not ma'akev, the kiyum mitzvah. No, if I do any mitzvah, if I wave a lulav, if I put on tefillin, I don't say a bracha, and I have come on to be yotze, I'm yotze, even without the bracha. Any mitzvah is like that. Okay. No, but we said it could be that some people can say it's only if you don't understand Hebrew. In other words, let's say I understand French, but I don't understand Hebrew, so then I could be Yotze Megillah in the foreign language. But if I understand Hebrew, so some post can say, I can only be Yotze with Hebrew. I can't be Yotze with Lo Yatsa. All right. I don't understand. No, but again, even if you speak the foreign language, but if you hear it in Ashurit, you're Yotze, even if you don't understand Ashurit. So if I do Ashurit, you're definitely Yotze. And he said, well, what are you going to that minyan for? You're going the other way. Anyway, but that's the way the Gemara has it. But the mice, I've never heard of any Megillah written in French. Okay, now let's back up the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, but not anybody. So where do I know that I'm not Yotze the Mafreya? The Mafreya is when things are not in the right order. Either the words are not in the right order, the psukim are not in the right order, the paragraphs are not in the right order. So Amar Rav, the Amar Kro, So there's a pasuk in the Megillah, at the end of the Megillah. It says, that the Jews accepted upon themselves to observe Purim going forward, the way it was written, and in the proper time. So the Gemara says, Zmanam is the 14th to 15th of Adar. So the days can't be reversed. I can't have the 15th of Adar before the 14th of Adar. That's obviously impossible. So too, the Tavam, which the Gemara is taking it, is the writing, the Gemara takes it from the Megillah. If it's from Afreya, it's not in the right order, I can't be Yotzei. So the Gemara says, Midi Kriya Ksiva Hacha. So is this Pasuk talking about the Kriya from the Megillah? It says they're going to observe the holiday, I mean, celebrate the holiday, Kiktavam, the way it's written, but it's not talking about the mitzvah of Kriya from the Megillah. He says, Midi Kriya Ksiva Hacha, Asiya Ksiva. So about Asiya means the party, you know, it's a celebration. It says in the Pasuk that they accepted upon themselves to observe these 2 days. Ella means, again, that's what we did before. So Ella mehacha. So the Gemara has a different source for a high, no, not go to the Mafreya. The next Pasuk says, Vaimelan is Karim bin Asim. These days are Nizkarim bin Naasim. Naasim, we know, is celebrated. Nizkarim means that the Megillah is read. That's the Thira. We had that already earlier in the Masechta on that Beis on Beis. Yitkash is the Thira Laasim. We have a Hakesh, means in the same Pasuk, in the Thira you see on the Asiya both mentioned. Maasim and Afreya Lo. Just like the partying can't be done in reverse, again, the 15th of Adar can't be before the 14th of Adar, Av Zechira L'Mafreya Lo. So too, the Kriyas of Megillah can't be and not in the right order. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, Tana, okay, so that's how we know the Megillah can't be the Mafreya. So Tana taught in a Braisa, B'chein B'Halel, the same halakha would pertain, I hope he's going to give me back the keys, 1 second, but okay. Could you know, just knock on the door and mention to him that I need the keys back, okay? What?
And that we'll be able to do tomorrow's death.
Okay, we're moving on. Okay, just mention that. Okay, now the Gemara says, Tana, B'chein B'Halel, the Tana Torah Braisa, the same halacha will pertain by Halel. Now it's a little tricky about what means L'mafreya. Clearly, if the words are not in the right order, if the psukim are not in the right order, it's definitely not Yotzei. But there's a question of halacha if the prakim are not in the right order. Okay. Is it good? Okay. So b'chein b'halel, b'chein b'kriyat shema b'tfila, and similarly by kriyat shema and by tfila, the same halakha will be seen by kriyat shema. Out of order, but again, it's going to be tricky. In other words, when you get to the paragraphs, so it's not so simple. Mechaber paskins, if you see the paragraphs out of the right order, so he still needs it or he's finished with it. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Okay, you, well, thank you very much, Gabriel. Okay. The Chamber Kriyat Shema over Tefillah. The same thing by Tefillah means if I say the bracha of the Shemona Esrei out of order, I'm not Yotzei. He says, now, 4 lines from the bottom on the inside of Manal, 79. So the Gemara says, Halel Manalan. Where do we know that by Halel, I can't read Halel, the Mafreya? It says, Rabba Amar, the thief. So Rabba says, if you look in the psukim that are in Halel, it says, the thief, Mizrat Shemesh Ad Mavuo, Mehulal Shem Hashem. That's the first parak we recite in Halel. So from when the sun rises till it goes, the sun sets. Meaning, just like the sun always rises in the east, sets in the west, Mehulal Shem Hashem. When he praises Hashem, it has to be the same way. It has to be in the proper order. He says, Rav Yosef Amar, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem. It says at the end of Halel, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, Nagilu V'nesma Kavo. So Zeh Hayom, just like the day, has, you know, like a certain order for the day, so too, that's the Nesmach, so the celebration, the Halal will also be the same way. Rav Ivya Amar, Yishem Hashem B'vorach, Ne'atav Yad Olam. So Yishem Hashem B'vorach, so Rashi says, Kehavayato Yehei, Yilul Hashem Girachato Kisidro. In other words, Yishem Hashem, in other words, the way it is, Yishem Hashem B'vorach, Ne'atav Yad Olam. In other words, that Hashem's name should be blessed, but Yehi in the present order. And then Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov bar Mihacha me'ata bi'olam. It says me'ata bi'olam, from now going forward, means just like time, you know, you have the past, the present, the future. It doesn't go future, present, past, present, future. So too, Kriyas Halel has to be the same way. Okay, so Dvorah takes it again. Halel, Kriyas Halel, we usually assume is a mitzvah Rabbanan. Okay, now, the bottom line, Kriyas Shema. Now, Kriyas Shema also can't be the Mafreya. The Tanya, where do we know that from? So we're going to get to it, but you have to be patient. The Tanya, Kriyas Shema Tichtavah Devei Rebbe. Rebbe says that Kriyas Shema must be recited in Lashon Kodesh, in Hebrew. But Chachamim Omrim B'Kol HaShalom. Chachamim say it can be recited in any language. So my time with Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe says that in Hebrew? Amar Kra, turn page, the top line of the days. It says V'hayu. It says V'hayu HaDvarim Ha'ela. They should be V'havaya Tanihu. They should be in Lashon Kodesh, the way they are now. That's where Rashi and Rebbe understands it. V'Rabbanan my Tamayu. What's the reason for the Chachamim? Amar Kra, Shema, B'Kol HaShalom, Sheta Shomea. So Shema means here, but it means in any language that you understand. That's the way the Chachamim understand the word Shema. So each one is approved. So Rebbe has Vayu, and the Chachamim have the word Shema. So the Gemara is going to ask why each one doesn't learn from the other one's pasuk. Rebbe Nami Hakiv Shema. But according to Rebbe, it says Shema also. So what does he do with that pasuk? So Rebbe says that pasuk is coming to teach me that the recitation has to be audible to your ears. You have to be able to hear what you're saying. So Vayu teaches me it has to be in Hebrew, and Shema teaches me that it has to be audible. The Rabbanan Savri, the Chachamim hold, Kiman Damar. Now the Chachamim learn Shema that's every language. So what do they do with Rebbe's teaching? Rabbanan Savri, Kiman Damar, Kareish Shema V'lo Shmi Lo'ez No Yatzal. The Chachamim hold, like the opinion that holds if you recite Shema and you don't hear it, you're Yotze Yotze. You just have to verbalize it, but if you don't hear it, you're Yotze. Okay, that's with that thing. Now, Rabbanan Nami Akti Vayu, what does the Chachamim do with the Limud Vayu, which is what Rebbe learns, that it has to be in Hebrew? Humi Bailei Shal Yifralim Afreya. So from Vayu, and this was the purpose of our Limud here. This is the key line. So the Chachamim learned from Vayu that you shouldn't recite Shema L'mafreya outside of proper order. Rebbe Shal Yifralim Afreya Menalei. Where does Rebbe know that you can't recite Shema L'mafreya? We take it that everybody holds you can't recite Shema L'mafreya. And that was in the Brice that we learned before, right? That's what the Brice said. It said, Tana, Pima Halo, Bakim Bakishma, Bakila. And Rebbe agrees with that Brice. So it says here, Rebbe Shalik Kramma Freyam and Alei, Midvarim Hadvarim. So Rebbe agrees that it can't be the Mafreya, but he learns about you Hadvarim, because it's about you Devarim Eiler. It says Hadvarim, that extra hey is teaching me that it has to be in the right order. The bottom, Devarim Hadvarim, Lamashkalahu, the Kamiho, Devarim Hadvarim. Like this frequently ends up these machlokot code. They don't think that that's a proper deal. It's just Hebrew. All right. So we proved that according to Rebbe and the Chachamim, they both agree that it can't be the Mafreya. If you do the Mafreya, you're not Yotze. And the Chachamim learn it from the word Bahayu. They shouldn't do the Mafreya. And Rebbe learns it from Devarim HaDevarim. So the Gemara says, Lamek Sava Rebbe, Kol Torah Kula B'Kola Shon Ne'emra. So should we say that Rebbe holds that the rest of the Torah can be recited in any language? Now, we'll see in a minute. There's Machloket Rashi and Tosos about this. Rashi takes it that the pshat is that whenever you have Kriyas Torah, it can be in any language. That's what Rashi says. But Tosos says the Kriyas Torah is in the Rabbanan. So Tosos says it's not referring to Kriyas Torah. It's referring to a different mitzvah that require recitation, like by Chalitza, like the there's a rest that the lines that she has to say, and he has to say, she says, Lo Abai Yami, he doesn't want to be Miyabim her. Or let's say, be doing my sayer, you know, Biartia Kodesh Menabayit, or Arami Oved Avi, which is by the Bikurim. There are different recitations that are in the Torah. So the Gemara wants to say, the way Tosos understands it, the Rebbe holds the rest of the Torah can be said in any language. And that must be what Rebbe holds. He says, "The Isak Daitach Lashon Hakodesh Nemra." In other words, if Rebbe holds any recitation is always in Lashon Kodesh, Lama Lumitzav Vayu. What do we need Vayu? If every recitation of the Torah, every mitzvah recitation is always Lashon Kodesh, I don't need the Torah to teach me something specific by Shema. So he says, so the fact that it says Vayu by Shema And Rebbe says that means that Shema has to be in Lashon Kodesh. That means everything else defaults, not Lashon Kodesh. So the Gemara says, no. I could say that Rebbe holds that the rest of the Torah also has to be Lashon Kodesh, but nevertheless, it had to say Vayu, Yitzri, Sachadaita, Shema, Kerabanim. In other words, Rebbe could really hold that the whole Torah, everything has to be done in Lashon Kodesh. And the reason the Torah has to re-emphasize it by Shema Vayu is because to counter the svar of the Chachamim, who say that Shema means it can be in any language, so the Torah says Vayu. So Katar Kamana Vayu. All right, let me just do another few more lines, and I'll pause, and then we'll run. Okay, Lamech Savi Rabbanan, should we say now on the other side, that the Chachamim hold, Kul Torah B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. Maybe it's Mistama. Then let me just do the Tosfos quickly. Let's do the top Tosfos. Okay? He says, Kul Torah B'Chol Lashon Nemra, Hirish HaKuntrus, Tidana L'Krot B'Chol Lashon Shavut Tzid L'Krot B'Sefer Torah. So Rashi explains, now this B'Sefer Torah is not in our Masechta, but it is in Masechet Sota. Over there, Rashi does say B'Sefer Torah. Says, so from Rashi, it sounds like Kriyas HaTorah in the Havamina to be in any language. That's what we think. Because Tosfos is difficult. So I created the Torah in a minute Torah, El Midrabanan. So it doesn't make sense the Torah would have a specific limud teach me that Kriyas HaTorah mean in any language, or the teach me that Shema is in Hebrew, as opposed to Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is Mitzvah Drabanan. Levadmi Parshat Zachor, the Havami Dorais. The only Kriyas which is Dorais is Zachor. Venira, so Tosfos says, I think the Pshat is as follows. The Hachi Perusha. Called Kriya Shebet Torah, every Kriya that's in the Torah could go on mitzvah chalitza. Let's say a woman is going through chalitza. So the Torah says, there are things that he has to say and things that she has to say. So those statements, according to the Havamina of the Gemara, that we call it Shon Amra, could be in any language. He says, Uparshat Egla Rufa. By Egla Rufa, like the Tom say, Yadin lo Shepur Adam is Abedin lo Ra'u. Be doing my share. It's like you have to come every, like in the spring of the fourth and the seventh year, he says, "Biyarti Kodesh Menabayit Ubikurim." When you bring the first fruit, you say, "Arami Oved Avi." The whole Elu Ashtuni and Perik Elu Ne'amari Masota, and everything that's mentioned in Masechet Sota. All right, now let's back in the Gemara, and then I'll pause another 10 lines, and then we'll see. Now the Gemara says it's around 50 lines down. Lelimik Savi Rabbanan. Do we say the Chachamim hold Kol Torah B'Lashon Kodesh Ne'amara? Chachamim hold that the whole Torah was written in Lashon Kodesh. The other way, the Yisach Adaita called the Shon Nemra. If you would assume the Chachamim hold the rest of the Torah can be in any language, Lama Limitav Shema. In other words, here the Torah teaches me by Shema, you could say in any language. So it must be they hold that the rest of the Torah has to be Lashon Kodesh. So the Gemara says, no, it could be they hold that even the rest of the Torah can be in any language, but Yisrich is still necessary to teach me Shema, Sach Lechamina by you, Karebi. Because I might have thought, maybe to darshan the word vayu like Rebbe, that it has to be in Hebrew, Sevrach Lana Shema, Satoro Shema. Okay, so let's pause for a second and breathe. So we said that you can't read the Megillah L'Mafreya, not in the proper order, and we learned it from Vimelen is Karim V'Nasim, that just like the days can't be out of order, so too the Kriyas, the Megillah can't be out of order. And then the Braisa said, the same halacha applies to Halel, and we learned Pesukim that taught us that Halal will also be like Mimizrach Shemesh, just like the sun always rises in the east and sets in the west. So too, the Sukkim have to be said in the proper order. And then I mentioned to you, there's a Machloket Poskim by Halal. Can you change the order with the Prakim? And then by Krishma, that also has to be, Krishma, if it's not Freddy, you're not Yotzei. So it's either from Behayu, that's the way the Chachamim learn, or Dvarim HaDvarim that Rebbe learns. Okay, who's a question, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far?
I assume okay. That Brichos...
Okay, well, okay, Rafi's got a question. I'll come to you, okay. Pesach, David. What's up? Right. Why don't we do what? Yeah, but what's the point you want to prove from there? What do you want to do? But there's two different ideas. In other words, okay, Rafi's asking the klal in Mukta Mukhar B'Torah, so he feels that klal undermines what we just said, that things have to be done in the right order. So to me, the one is saying, like, globally, first of all, anyone who's on the is machlokes anyway, but it means that things are not always in chronological order in the Torah. But here, these mitzvahs are saying they have to be in a certain order. Okay, then who pays the top? You had a question.
So I think I remember that when we know that we have to say the Birchas Kohanim in Lashon HaKodesh because it says Ko Tevarachu. Can you also learn from Ko that it has to be in order? Can you learn two things from one? Can I say the Birchas Kohanim in order?
What do you want to learn from it? That you have to be in the right order?
It has to be in order. Can I learn two things that also?
Yeah, so first I would check. I would think it would have to be in that order, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
And one other question is, who's authorized to translate, Torah into another language? Like, who's?
Yeah, so that's a difficult thing. So, like, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, like, today with Shema, so he says there's some words we don't know how to translate properly.
Right.
Like, and things like that. So he says a person preferably should read Shema in Hebrew. And today they have so many translations, the transliterations and things like that. So it's easy to do it. Listen, I apologize. Right. I have to finish this off. We're running short of time. So please hold up all questions. Okay, now, back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tefillah min alan. Where do we know that Tefillah has to be in the right order? It means I can't change the order of the brachot in Shmona Esrei. And if I do, I'm not Yotzei. Tefillah min alan, the Tanya, Shimon HaPakuli, Hestir Shmona Esrei brachot, L'Pnei Rav Gamliel, L'Seir B'Yavne. Shimon HaPakuli, and Rashi says Pakuli might be the cotton merchant. He organized the 18 bracha for Rav Gamliel in Yavne. The Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to say that they already had the 18 brachot, and then they forgot something, and then he was misunder them. And according to Ben Yehoyada, they quoted this in the art scroll, he said that he forgot the reasoning why they're in this order. Not that they forgot the order of the bracha, that's what Ben Yehoyada says. So Rabbi Yochanan says, and I'm going to say that we learn a brisa, may have Hashem's kingdom. 120 came to him coming to be in Tikkun one of the brach of the Seder. So that was already set up by the Anshei Knesset Gdola. So the Gemara is going to ask, how can Shimon Kuli do it? And we'll explain again tomorrow, but I'll explain it to you now. But the point is that it has to be on a Seder in the order in which it's there. So Tanur, now the Gemara goes through the brachot explaining, I hate to bother you, Yosef. Can you just give me a Seder? Just a place Seder. So it's not the Iyer. I'll just go here, a Seder. Okay. All right, so now the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Minayin Shomrim Avot. How do we know? Thank you so much. Yeah, okay. I think it helps to have a sitter in front of you, but it's not. Okay, thank you very much. You're wonderful. Okay, now but this doubles over for Marim as well. Okay, so if everybody, you could, any tefillah works, but I'm the chakras right now on page 42, so or 41. Now it says, Tan Rabbanan, Minayin Shomrim Avot. How do I know that I recite Avot? Shneimar Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim. Means give praise to Hashem, B'nai Elim. B'nai Elim is the Avod. Elim are, they're called Elei Ha'aretz. We had this earlier in the Gemara, they were called Elei Ha'aretz. They didn't Rosh Hashanah, they're called the Elim. So Yerach Ha'etanim, similar. The Tishrei is called Yerach Ha'etanim, the month of the Avod. Remember that. Anyway, so so Rashi says, Haskiru L'Fanah B'nai Elei Ha'aretz. You should mention the Elei Ha'aretz means the Avod. How do we know the Gevurot is the second bracha, which ends with the Chayim Eitim, but mentions Gevur, Gevurot Hashem. Shneimar, Havel Hashem Kavod Va'oz. Like you should mention before Hashem, Kavod Va'oz, like is strength, Oz is strength. How do we know that there's a bracha of Kedushot, Akel Kadosh? Shneimar, Havel Hashem Kavod Shemo, Shtachu Hashem Bahadra Kodesh. Like give praise to Hashem Kavod Shemo, that Bahadra Kodesh. His holy glory, we mentioned this Kodesh. Okay, now, Umaru Ulamar Bina Achar Kedusha. Why is the fourth bracha Atachonei L'Dad? So Bina, after Kedusha. And why is that after Kedusha? Why is it after Akel Kedosh? Shnemar, B'Kedishu Kedosh Yaakov, B'Elkei Yisrael Ya'aritsu. It says, one Pasuk says, they'll sanctify the holiness of Yaakov and the God of Israel will revere. B'Samichlei, and that Pasuk, you may recall, is the Haftarah we just had this past Shabbat, or at least Ashkenazim did, for the Haftarah for Parshat Shemot. The Samichlei, and the next Pasuk is, Yadu Toei Ruach Bina. Those who are, like, for Blanchet, will understand, or off the Derek, will get Bina. So he says that he mentions Kedosh Yaakov, mentions, the Kedusha, and then it says that they'll get Bina. Umar Ulamar Tshuva Har Bina. So the next Bracha is Nefeshaninu, I wrote Sebet Shuba. Why does that come next? Dichtiv is a different pasuk. He'll have bina, and then he'll do tshuva v'rafalo, and it'll be cured. So we were after bina and then tshuva. So bina and tshuva we got yavin mishav. But the next bracha is slicha, and refuah is a several bracha later. Ihaki lema refuah bacha the tshuva. So if that's the way you're basing it, so that's fine. So bina and tshuva I'm good with. But the next bracha should not be slicha. The next bracha should be one with refuah, because that's what it says. Yavin b'shav, the rafalo. The Gemara says, lo sata daita. I wouldn't think such a thing. The thief, yashov al Hashem v'rachameyu, v'elokin v'kir b'elisloa. This is the hafer of Dirshu that we have on Tanit Zibor. You do tshuva, and then Hashem kiyar b'elisloa. So that pasuk, slicha is right after tshuva. U'mayifaz at the sam k'rahas mocha. How did you think you're going to follow the last pasuk, follow the earlier pasuk? One pasuk says, after tshuva, I have refuah. The other pasuk says, after tshuva, I have slicha. So the Gemara says, there's another pasuk that says, in the Tehillim, asoleach l'kol avonechi, he forgives all your aveirot, harofei l'kol tachluechi, and then he gives refuah to all your illnesses. Hagoel mishachat chayechi, he redeems you from destruction. So here it mentions slicha, right? And then it mentions slicha, and then it mentions refuah and geula. Shuva karbina, right? Yeah, so the main thing is that we see the bracha of slicha comes before refuah. In the pasuk, it mentions that you have slicha and then you have refuah. So the bracha for slicha has to come before the bracha for refuah. So the Gemara says, lameimra, the geula refuah, bakar slichahi. So the Gemara says, you see that the bracha of geula refuah have to come after slicha. So the Gemara says, bakti b'shavarapalo. What about that first pasuk? What do you do with that? That first pasuk said differently. B'shav v'rapalo. Ahu lav refuah d'tachaluimi. Gemara says that pasuk, when it says refuah, doesn't mean you have refuah from a physical illness. El refuah d'slichahi. Even the first pasuk not a raya for the other thing, saying refuah of slicha. So in other words, like there's refuah nefesh or refuah gof, they mentioned the art scroll. So if you have a veirot, so in other words, in economy, a person could have a physical illness, but there's an underlying spiritual illness, and you have to cure that. Now, the Gemara says, "Umaru ulamar geula b'shviyit." Why now? Now we're up to the bracha of geula, which is the seventh bracha, and page 43 in the Art Scroll. Why is geula the seventh bracha? Amarava mitoshetin ligael b'shviyit l'fisak tavu b'shviyit. Klal Yisrael are going to be redeemed in the seventh year. So the Gemara here is referring to the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin says there'll be a 7-year period before the Mashiach comes, and they'll be redeemed after the seventh year. But Amar Mar b'shishi kolo b'shvit melchamo, won't say shvit ben David ba, but the Gemara says, in the sixth year you have kolot, so kolot either noises or he says, and then the seventh year are wars, and then only Motzei Shvit ben David comes. So ben David ba, melchamo nami achal to the geula. The Gemara says that the melchamot of the seventh year are also the beginning of the geula. So that's the geula. And when we talk about geula, and so, like Rashi points out, that he says, when we talk about geula here, it's not the geula from the ultimate redemption. It means the geula from all the tzaras that are going on in your life. But even though that being the case, since the ultimate geula, because you have later brachot that relate to the ultimate geula, become the Chaim Yisrael, voting Yerushalayim, and things like that. But since the ultimate geula will be in the seventh year, or Motzei Shvius, the mission of the seventh bracha. Why is refuah in the eighth bracha? Amrim bracha mitoshin namila b'shminit. Shlichu refuah b'chavu b'shminit. That the mitzvah of b'shminit was on the eighth day. I don't know if we always think about this. So refuah is always the eighth bracha. Umarulum birchad shana b'shminit. Why is the bracha for good years the ninth bracha? Amrim zandri k'neged matkei sharim corresponds to the people who inflate the markets. The thief shavur zero resha, that you should break like the strength of the rasha. David said that in the ninth parak. So if you look in our Pirkei and Tehillim, it was in 10th, but the first two prakim are considered to be like one. That's the way it comes out from Tosfos. So it's the 9th parak in Tehillim, so it's the 9th bracha. Why does Kibbutz Galiot come after Bircha Hashanim? Dichtiv, V'yatem Arei Yisrael Anpachem Titeinu Pirachem Tesu V'yami Yisrael Kikarvu Lamavo. That the nevuah is that this is the Kibbutz Galiot, that in the future Hashem is going to grant like economic prosperity and then have Kibbutz Galiot. V'kevishtav Kasu Galiot Nasadim Bereshayim. Once the Galiot are assembled, there's going to be a din with the Rishayim. I'm going to judge you. I'm going to like smelt you like from all your dross. I'll restore your judges. Once the din from the Rishayim is done, and that's the Hashiva Shoftenu, that's the bracha of the Malshim. That's why it fits in. So the Zaydim are and the sinners are going to be, you know, dead. Shneimar, that's the one that was added. It says v'shever poshim v'chatim yachav, and then it says v'ozei Hashem yiflu. V'kimish kalu poshim v'tremem v'keren tzadikim. Once the poshim are dead, the tzadikim are on cloud nine. To see the kol karni rishayim agadaya, all the rishayim I'm going to uproot to romemna karni tzadik. Like they said, horns, the horns tzadik will be uplifted. The kol geri tzadikim tzadikim. You include the converts with the tzadikim. Shneimar neisibat kovat kapanei zakein. The pasuk mentions it's kainim. The sabbath with the agritam ger. The next pasuk says, if a ger loves you, so what gerim ger yitzadak put there. So eichen rimmon remember kitornam. Where's the glory uplifted? Be Yerushalayim. Shemar shalush lam Yerushalayim. Yishlayu avah. Seek out the peace of Jerusalem. There'll be shalom for those who love you. The kavish in the Yerushalayim by David. Once Yerushalayim is built, David comes to Shemar. Top line canal. Achar yeshuv bnei Yisrael v'kshu et Hashem lokem v'itavim alakam. The kavish about David. When David comes and we have to feel that I'm going to make them happy in my temple. Once we have the avoda, we'll have Toda, thankfulness. The one who walks the Toda will honor me. Okay, I got to call it today with this. Nice seeing everybody. Okay.